Well, good morning to the very few of us that are gathered here at the church today, the young at heart who are listening on the radio as well. So, Jesse, looks like it's you and I. But you know who's got the real challenge today is Dr. Tanner Capps, because today's scripture is a little challenging. We're going to hear a scripture out of Luke that talks about that we should rejoice even when, and especially when, things are going really, really hard for us. That's kind of a hard message, isn't it? So can you think of something that's been pretty tough over the last, going on now, 2 years?
The pandemic.
Right, the pandemic. And why do we call it a pandemic?
Because it's worldwide.
That's right, that's right. Good job. It's worldwide. So when I was reading the scripture and praying about it and thinking about it, I have to admit it's been hard for me to rejoice during a time of pandemic, right? But this is the scripture that calls us to think about that, to do that. And it goes on to say that sometimes we're even going to have people talk bad about us, and that that is a blessing as long as we are praising God with our thoughts, our actions, and our words. Now, has there been a time that you can think of when folks might talk bad about you or get frustrated with you at school, even though you're doing the right thing?
When my teacher's out on the printer getting some papers, the kids just act up. And I'm trying to keep them quiet because I don't sign lunch, and they get, like, really angry at me.
Right. So you're trying to avoid silent lunch, and you're trying to keep the peace. And sometimes some of the other students get angry at you. Yeah, most of the time. Okay. Well, that can feel pretty lonely, right? That can feel pretty lonely. And this scripture says it's at that point we need to rejoice. Well, that's hard. That's pretty hard. Well, the scripture has a secret that it's at that point that we're not alone. Even though we might feel lonely, we're not alone. And that if we are praising God with our thoughts, our actions, and our words, that when some folks are upset with us, that's when we're the closest that we can be to God. And there's a little bit of comfort in that, even in these times that have been so tough. So let's bow our heads. Lord God, thank you for your scripture message that reaches across time. Luke, who speaks of the prophets of old and how they were mistreated for carrying your word at the very beginning of humanity through Luke's time and to us today. Thank you for your messages that cross time and that are as a comfort to us today as it was to Luke or Elijah before him. Lord, thank you for this and help us to come closer to you and come closer to the mystery of God so that we don't feel as alone during these lonely times. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.